The Herbalist by Benjamin Woolley tells the story of Nicholas Culpepper, the maverick and outcast who wrote one of the most enduring and best-loved books in the English language, Culpepper's Herbal. Well, due to various events, some of his own making and others caused by the vagaries of fate, Nicholas Culpepper finds himself having little to do with the conventional conservative college of physicians. He is running with a different crowd, the astrologers.
On the 14th of February, 1647, a group of astrologers gathered for a Feast of Mathematicians, the inaugural meeting of the Society of Astrologers. The venue was Gresham College, founded to promote new practical teaching methods and ideas aimed at London's merchant classes. That first feast attracted a diverse range of figures, including Nicholas Culpepper. He had yet to publish any works of his own, but the astrological aspects of his medical practice would have been well known. The astrologers discussed their common interests and ideas over a lavish lunch, afterwards removing to the convivial surroundings of the White Hart Inn in the Old Bailey. Elias Ashmole records attending the event in his diary. He was suffering from constipation at the time, concerned about his late stool, which he attributed to the moon being in opposition to Saturn. Within 2 years, the society was firmly established with 40 members. Around 1650, Nicholas Culpepper delivered his own lectures to the society on the subject of medical astrology. Despite his relative youth, he was in his mid-30s, he openly attacked the astrological elite, including William Lilly, urging them to turn their skills to practical use, in particular physic. "Man was made not only for speculation," he said, "but also for practice. Speculation brings only pleasure to a man's self. It is practice which benefits others." He also rounded on those who did not pass on their astrological expertise to others. "Of all the men in the world," he said, "I hate a drone most, that sucks sweetness of other men's labours, but doth no good himself, and will as soon teach physic or astrology to an oak as to a creature the centre of whose actions is terminated in himself. Surely, if God had not made the nature of man communicative, he would not have made one man to stand in continual need of another." Despite Nicholas's arguments, speculation remained the astrologer's chief preoccupation. The society's members were abuzz with conjecture about the fate of the king and the government. Lilly led the way in the publication of a welter of almanacs and pamphlets, prognosticating on the ever more uncertain future.